Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show, joined now by the head coach here with the film. And you made the switch at quarterback last week, and you had to trust your instincts because that had to, and it is, in my opinion, the most important decision maybe that you've ever made yet.
Right. And you know what? I think we just looked at it and the body of work that Blake had in place. You know, everything away from the game, how he prepares for games, how he takes care of his body, the film study, some corrections we need to make with technique. I felt like all that body of work was really good. He did a great job. So last week in our conversations with Chad and him, we said, all right, you know, we feel like he's ready. The next step would be to get on the field and start that body of work. And it just happened to be last week was the right time.
Okay, now that you've made that, the preparation towards being a starter, it's different, isn't it?
It is. You know what? And I think we kind of put him through that last week, this past week, where he didn't have the pressures, a lot of media attention. He could really just set his week and schedule of how he was going to set it up from when he does start from that period on. And so he had another practice run at last week.
Well, and when he came into the game, I could tell that his adrenaline was flowing a little bit because this is the play I was sitting there going, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, then oh, yes.
You and I both, I think, and our GM and owner.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you know what? He does such a great job. Obviously, things like this is what we're talking about, the body of work, the experience on the field. He knows the slide, but in the heat of the action, he's such a competitor that, you know, every yard counts for him, and he was trying to get that. But that's something we need to get corrected.
And he finally started to learn to slide a little bit as the game wore on. But, I mean, this is an option with him. He's got great mobility, and he's got speed for a big guy.
He does. You know, great athleticism. And, you know, he did some of these concepts in college. So to utilize his strength, although we have to be smart. We know that, you know, that's not what he's getting paid to do, is to run the quarterback option. But just to keep the defense off schedule. And it helps us. It loosens up the defense. We had an opportunity to have over 100 yards rushing. And some of those plays like that open the other areas up.
And he's so good when things get off schedule. But I give you credit. I mean, you did a great job of coaching him up on this play.
You know what? Frank Self, we'll talk to him about turning at a 90-degree angle. No, you know what? This is all on Blake. He had a good feel for the pressure was coming. But again, just the athleticism, the instincts to know that the possibility of pressure, and then just letting his instincts and his awareness take over.
But the instincts by Will Tofoe, also pretty doggone good.
Right, and I think that's the concept that our players got to understand. There is never a dead play, that he has a chance to extend the play, and because of that, it's important to continue on your route or to find a space in the defense where you're open.
All right, so last week you had Chuck Pagano, the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. This week, the defensive coordinator for the Chargers is his brother, John Pagano. Do you think they talk this week?
Well, I'm sure they do. You know, there's always conversation, and coaches around the league talk, you know, and maybe about personnel or how they played him or what they thought been different. But I do know John's pretty set in his ways. They have a core philosophy, a real strong belief, and I don't think it's going to change much from week to week.
Well, let's take a look at the San Diego Chargers defense, highlighted by a defensive end, Corey Legit, number 94, is excellent player, and also the safety, Eric Weddle.
Yeah, two really talented players. You can see Corey Legit right here. Just the strength he has, the ability to get off a block and then rush the passer. And a guy like Eric Weddle, number 32, he has the tight end in coverage, he sees him block, and he's going to add on to the pressure. And but with his freelancing, he has the opportunity to make really big plays. On the other side of it, because of his freelancing, you'll see how this play extends. Quarterback gets out of pressure, the tight end is now open, they get a chance for an explosive play. So there's give and take.
And they play a lot of man coverage because they have some excellent cornerbacks. I was looking at their roster, and here's my list. Brandon Flowers, Sharice Wright, and a first-round draft pick, Jason Verrett. Three outstanding corners. It gives them the ability to play man.
It really does. Verrett's really a talented corner. He came in as a rookie, a high first-round draft pick. And he's really came in and plays within the system and plays within himself. Very competitive. Flowers has done a good job. Experienced player, really has a lot of savvy, understands route concepts. And then with Sharice, you know, he's, again, I think he's starting to develop into being a very good, very solid cornerback for him. But as a group with Weddle and all those guys, just that's probably one of their strongest sides or strongest units out of their defense.